challenge every illegal action that's taken by this administration, especially this.
Here at the White House, members of the United States Secret Service received the memo. Their job is to protect the President of the United States. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Pope Francis is in critical condition with pneumonia, CBS's Seth Doan reports.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient, and this is not an easy case to treat. I asked one of his doctors how many different drugs he's on, and the answer was a lot. He has chronic underlying lung conditions, but despite all of this, the Holy See Press Office says he is alert and well-oriented. He even participated in a mass at the hospital at a small chapel there.
Tomorrow marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, an event marked by rallies across the U.S. Carla Rogner reports from Ohio.
Here we are, year three.
Natalia Lebedin has been on the front lines of the fight for peace.
It's especially harrowing, especially difficult for the Ukrainian community in America because of the rhetoric coming from our current leadership.
She and others rallying at the State House are hoping the United States will continue to support Ukraine in the war.
U.S. envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, says he thinks the chance for peace will increase as relations between Russia and the U.S. thaw. He tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Now it will be up to President Putin and President Trump to work something out, and I think they're going to be successful.
Election exit polls show German politics are moving right, CBS's Holly Williams reports.
In a country that spent decades coming to terms with its Nazi history, many are outraged.
The far right is taking more and more control of our country, and I'm really worried history is repeating.
German intelligence has placed the AfD under surveillance for suspected extremism, and Germany's mainstream parties have vowed not to form a coalition with them.
The conservative Christian Democratic Union Party is leading. The far right Alternative for Germany plays second. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp Online Therapy. When it comes to relationships, we often hear about the red flags we should avoid. But it's just as important to focus on the green flags. Think about how you want a relationship to feel. One where your boundaries are respected and you're encouraged to be your best self. If you're not sure what that looks like, therapy can help you identify those qualities so you can embody the green flag energy yourself and find it in others. Because whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that love you back. BetterHelp connects you to a diverse network of over 30,000 therapists worldwide with expertise in a wide range of issues, from depression and anxiety to work and relationships. It's 100% online, and sign up only takes a few minutes. Find your green flag energy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
A museum dedicated to the historic accomplishments of Black professional baseball players is getting ready to grow. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
Executives of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City have revealed plans for a $30 million expansion. Among other things, the YMCA building, where the league was officially formed, will become an education and research center dedicated to Buck O'Neill, a pioneering manager in the Negro American League.
This is a civil rights social justice institution. It's just seen through the lens of baseball.
Bob Kendrick is president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris received the prestigious Chairman's Prize at the NAACP Image Awards. Harris called the civil rights organization a pillar of the Black community. She urged people to stay resilient and hold on to their faith during President Trump's tenure. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds tonight and a little breezy, lows around 31. Breezy on your Monday, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Some rain possible Monday night, then clearing out a bit with a low of 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 44. Rain on Wednesday with a high near 45. Right now, 35.
Cause girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath a halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the will of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand.
to cry.
See, and it hurts to have them think
our kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind? A woman wears a certain look when she is on the move, and the man can always tell what's on her mind. I hate to have to say it, but that looks all.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. baby does the hanky panky.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You call love, but confess.
shouldn't have been a mess in. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man.
Bay lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt's the current thing, goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket, war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Better place, and the world
look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Calling me all the while you are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding tens of thousands of federal workers tell him by midnight Monday what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs.
The backlash to Musk's stark order was immediate, and not just from labor unions.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including State and Defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Rory Stewart is a British conservative and former member of parliament. He tells CBS Musk's activities are having an immense impact in Europe, and he's worried.
I think Elon Musk is profoundly reckless. He thinks that a country is like building a rocket ship very quickly, and it doesn't matter if it blows up.
Around the U.S. today,
it's a black day in our history.
People held rallies marking Russia's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago tomorrow.
President Trump has falsely called President Zelensky a dictator, said Ukraine started the war when it was Russia that invaded.